Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today's article is called Building a Training Plan for a Growing Agency.
This one's for any principal who's growing their team or planning to.
That's the heart of it. The article opens with a point I think a lot of agency owners will recognize. A small agency can run its training on memory. A handful of people, you know who's due for what, who needs registering. But once you start growing, that breaks down.
Because the number of license levels, renewal dates, CPD deadlines, it all multiplies with every new person you add.
And without a plan, you end up reacting. A renewal that crept up, a new hire sitting unregistered for weeks, an upgrade you should have started months earlier.
All of which costs you, even if none of it shows up directly on an invoice.
The article spells out exactly how. A new starter who's unregistered is a salary without an output. An upgrade you started too late means your second in charge isn't ready when you actually need them.
So what does a proper plan look like? What goes in it?
It's not complicated. For each person on the team, you capture the same core facts: their name and role, their current license level, whether that's an assistant agent or salesperson registration, a full license or a diploma level licensee in charge, the state they're licensed in, their renewal date, and their CPD status and CPD year.
And you need the state because the rules differ across NSW, QLD, Vic, and the ACT.
Exactly. And the article specifically flags Queensland, where the CPD year runs 12 months from each person's own license issue date. So it varies from person to person within the same team.
If you assumed everyone was on the same cycle, you could easily miss someone.
You'd think you'd checked and then find that one person's year finished 3 months ago.
What about new starters? How do they fit in?
The article's clear on that. Their registration goes in on day one. Not once they've settled in, day one. Every week someone's unregistered is a week they can't do the job properly. The idea is to treat onboarding as a known, repeatable step, not a panic each time someone joins.
That's a sensible way to frame it. What else needs to go in?
Upgrades. And the article says that's the piece most agencies leave out. It's easy to leave everyone on their current level until something forces a change. But for a growing office, you need to look ahead. Who could move from registration to a full license? Who could become a future licensee in charge?
Because if you leave it too late, you can end up one resignation away from a real problem.
That's the phrase the article uses. And longer qualifications take time. If you haven't started early enough, the person isn't ready when the agency actually needs them.
So when do you start planning an upgrade for someone?
As early as you can see the need coming, not when the gap appears. The article's point is that upgrades shouldn't be a reaction. Like renewals, like new starters, they become a scheduled task on the plan with rough timing attached, so you're working ahead rather than catching up.
All right. The plan's built. Who actually runs it day to day?
This is the practical part. Archer can hold the tracking for the whole team and act on the dates. Reminders go directly to the staff member. Archer follows up the learner first. The principal is only notified if two follow-up attempts get no response.
So you're not the one chasing every day?
You set the direction. The day-to-day follow-up is handled.
And how often does the plan need a proper look?
Quarterly. 3 months is frequent enough to catch renewals before they get close and fold in anyone hired since the last review, but rare enough that it doesn't become a chore.
And the article puts a number on the initial effort, doesn't it?
It does. An hour of work that saves a year of surprises, which is a pretty good trade.
For anyone listening, what's the single thing to do next?
Map your team. Get everyone's license level, state, renewal date, CPD status, and any planned upgrades into one document. Once it's there, the year ahead becomes readable.
And Archer can help from there.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog, and if you'd rather talk it through, the Australian-based team can help you map the plan and put the tracking in place. Give them a call on 1800 069 273. Archer offers nationally recognised training, online and self-paced, with real people on the other end when you need support.
Worth a conversation if the team is growing.
Thanks for listening.